This is the second dialogue between Jay Krishnamurti and Jacob Needleman in Malibu, California, 1971.
In your talks, you have given an utterly fresh meaning to the necessity for men to become their own authority. Yet, cannot this necessity easily be turned into a form of humanistic psychology without reference to the sacred, transcendent dimension of human life on Earth in the midst of a vast, intelligent cosmos? Must we not only try to see ourselves in the moment, but also as creatures of the cosmos? At any rate, what I'm trying to ask about is this question of cosmic dimension.
So when we use that word dimension, which implies space,
yes,
first. Otherwise there is no dimension, there is no space. Are we talking about the space, outward space, the space, endless space?
No, not that.
Or the dimension of space in us.
It'd have to be the latter, but not totally without the former, I think.
Is there a difference, between the outer space, which is limitless, and the space in us? Is there a difference? Or there is no space in us at all, and we only know the outer space? We know the space in us as a center and circumference.
Yes.
That the dimension of that center and the radiation from that center is what we generally have and call that space. I don't know if I'm...
Inner space, yes.
Inner space.
Yeah.
Now, if there is a center, the space must always be limited.
Yeah.
And therefore, we divide the inner space and the outer space.
Yes.
Because we only know this very limited space.
Yes.
And we think we would like to reach the other space, have immense space. And so space, this house exists in space, otherwise there could be no house. And the four walls of this room make space. And the space in me is the space which the center has created around itself. Like that microphone, space exists because of...
Center of interest.
Not only center of interest, it has its own space, otherwise it couldn't exist.
Yes, right.
The same way, human beings may have a center, and from that center they create a space round itself. The center creates a space round itself.
Yeah.
And that space is always limited. Must be. Because of the center, the space is limited.
Yes. It's defined anyway. There's a defined space, yes. Which is limit.
Yeah. So, when you use the word cosmic space...
I didn't use the word cosmic space, but I understand. I used the cosmic, the dimension of the cosmic.